Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Today is July the 3rd, 2015.
And we come back after 2 weeks of...
Break. We have our mixing table back. Hallelujah. Thank you. The soul of our studio is working again. And our fearless founder, Andrea, is also back. He looks pretty exhausted from his trip. It apparently appears like it wasn't much of a vacation.
Eh oui, it's happened. So, what's happened, Madame Renaud? Because we are now in July after 2 months of...
Let's talk a few little things. Just first of all about the weather. Hasn't been much rain. It's oppressive. It's hot. Although it's still green due to the rains in May, but it is hot.
Yeah, it's hot, it's dry. And for the forest, we start to give water again.
Things are looking miserable because they got a false hope with the rain. So that's July. But of course, we all know that weather patterns around the world are completely different and breaking world records all over the place for hot heat and cold, extreme weather conditions are a continuing trend. There was a couple of things I wanted to talk about. One, I saw that in the news and notes, the FAMC report, I was really delighted to see that they had finally decided to use one export number for the entire of Oroville. I thought, wow, that took a long time to achieve that kind of useful coordination.
What does it mean exactly?
What it means is that
before there was the different encode number, so then they decide to
People, different businesses had their own export license, I assume, and then you had the Oroville Export Trust, which wasn't very active in the sense of a community service. It wasn't active,
so yeah, you are happy for that.
Yeah, I think that's really good because it really bothers me. Because basically, if you really ask me, I find that there is not enough reflection. I mean, look at the... It's very interesting because right now we really see that climate change and economic policies are totally linked. And I find the economic policies and the thrust a little bit lacking in information, lacking in imagination, and lacking in reform. So, I was happy to see one little step after all these years.
Okay, so...
They're not the only ones. I mean, there's...
You have another one, good news.
Another good news?
Yeah.
No other good news. Good news here. It says that people who had PIO status, which were a person of Indian origin, can now get OCI status, which is slightly more improved and stands for Overseas Citizen of India. Something that I have been trying to get, but I am having a lot of time proving I'm half Indian, it seems. So despite my skin, my story doesn't work. Yes. So I'm pursuing that. The Youth Link seems to be quite active out of the retreat, so that's kind of good. I saw that in the news and notes, Gino had some questions about how to manage fences, how to manage neighborly situations. I guess he has some land. I don't have the news and notes right in front of me, so I'm going to try and answer Gino as best as I can. Gino? Common sense, courtesy, and firmness are your answers. If your fence is overflowing on your neighbor's land, yes, because he's going to lose revenue by the shade caused or by the increasing size of your creepers, so he's going to be losing his land, especially if it's agrable land that he's going to be farming on. So, yeah, you need to keep your fence trimmed and not have it overgrow on your neighbor. Then secondly, he asks how to deal with. You have to be very polite. You have to be firm. You have to defend Oroville land. But you have to do it as a representative of Oroville. And so you have to be very much in control of your emotions and your behavior. That's my basic response to Gino's questions. I hope that helps answer. I think you had some other questions about live fences. I'm sure there's a lot of people that can tell you about that, which is whatever fence protection creature, creepers or katamani or whatever. So I hope that helps you.
Yeah, voilà.
And how about you, Oiseau? How are you feeling? What's happening in our service-oriented society with you pushing for the new service area? Give us a little update.
Eh bien, we don't have an update today because we are waiting, all the services are waiting after the new budget from BCC. So for the moment, we got our old budget.
Yes, we're all waiting for the BCC's response. So I saw Ursula came back. So hopefully those things will revive.
So okay. For the moment.
But you have put a fence around the land of the new service area. You mentioned that already three services with three completely different statuses are there. We have the solar service, we have the electricity service, and we have the water service that are going to move
Portus
there.
Portus water.
Sorry.
Please. All time you make confusion. It's a Portus water. It's not water service. You must understand that, the difference. No?
No, I don't, because actually for me, a service is a service.
Yeah, but all these confusions.
Yeah, but this is a confusion because people are confusing fiscal tax.
No, it's very simple. It's not, they confuse all.
They confuse economic things like goods and services into the Oriville context. It has nothing to do.
If you make a service or you need, if you do an activity and you don't have a budget, you have to make bills. You have to generate bills. You have to make business. You have to take the Oriville like customer and client. So this is the problem. All the service, BCC, we don't have money. Never we have the correct amount for our request. There is no money for different staff. So, you know, sometimes we can be desperate to see that everybody wants business, everybody is happy, in fact, with the situations, because everybody wants to have saving money, everybody have personal accounts, everybody wants to keep this own capital, freedom, independence. So you see that to be in charge of service and to try to make free service is very... practically, it's more difficult than to make business because...
Oh, not business, practically, definitely.
Business, you know, in India, is very simple. There is so many people, so many croissants. How do you call that? Grow up.
Growth.
Yes. Here, you start to make a business of Oville. You can immediately generate bill. And Rovillian, anyway, they will pay because they have money, personal money. So, you know, today, don't ask me about the service, nothing. I don't trust today, for the moment, the community.
Let me just say what could have led to this. There's a couple of things that lead to this. We don't have a sense of family. I mean, a lot of people who are doing services are going, why the heck would I be busting my ass to provide a service like this to Oroville? Because they're pretty ungrateful. Everybody is so confused that there's not... you know, that whole relationship between each other.
They are not confused. Everybody wants to have money for himself, to control, to go to holidays, to have money to buy a new bike, a new iPad.
Well, are they...
Come on, if I look...
Well, are they wrong? Oiseau, I would like to have that. Yeah. I would like to have a little bit more freedom. I would like to be able to choose a little bit more what I eat, where I eat,
do business.
How I can
so
move.
So stop to walk to the radio, stop to do all this stuff. You have to stop. Do your business. Get your money, give you only 27% or 30% to Oroville, you will be happy. Okay? It's like that. So today, don't ask me about the service.
No, because those activities don't interest me.
That's why. So stop to do the radio. You don't generate money. It's better to stop, okay? Because anyway, you will never get money for other purposes.
Listen, I'm not looking to be rich, but I wouldn't mind having a little bit more breathing space in my monthly budget. I mean,
not only you,
or
other people.
Listen,
but,
all I'm saying is...
But when I speak with... when I look at the reality, I realize that many people are happy of the situation because you have your independence economy, you just pay your bill like everywhere. So today, you know, I'm not pro... It's happened like that. So let's go to see what the BCC, if BCC will good, will give already the request, at least for Portus Water. I don't know how to do the fundraising for three or four services. We don't know how to do that. It's complex, you know. So for the moment, it's not very fun.
Okay.
For today, at least.
All right, for today, we'll leave that topic alone. I think... I think there's a couple of things that need to be changed in that sense. I think that it should there should be more information. I was so happy to see the BCC finally putting out a statement encouraging our Aurevilians to join the health fund. Hallelujah, that was good. More like that.
But they ask the Aurevilian to go to the health funds.
Yeah.
But they will not go because you have to pay 400 rupees. Some people doesn't want to pay 400 rupees. The idea was not that. The idea was that BCC give for everybody that you are with the health fund. Pay for everybody, not ask people to go to the health fund. Okay? It was a kind of automatic when you are a teenager.
I know. Maybe we should.
It's not automatic.
Maybe we should have a universal Aurevil health fund, which is something that's.
Anyway, if we wait.
I don't know. We are a very aging population. The youth are running away. We will barely have enough people to look after the old people.
We are not able to create jobs.
So it's not so simple.
Yeah.
Okay. I think.
So it's today. You see.
C'est joyeux. Bon.
Yeah, we need to.
Okay, here's another topic.
I'm waiting after the Vision Task Force. Maybe I will propose, hey guys, what you can do in your visions? What are your visions about all the service? Because normally it was very simple. The commercial unit sell the product from outside, and inside all the service have to be free without bill and stuff like that.
I agree.
But to because we are not so.
The self-supporting service thing is a little bit silly because I was trying to think about it. I just imagine the ashram. Imagine an ashram creates a mechanical unit to help maintain cars and motorcycles for civilians. And imagine then they would say, oh, okay, we can't pay the mechanic because it's just too expensive. So maybe we should take some, local Pondicherians as business. Well, you could see that in a short while, the business would be more interesting to the mechanic. The business aspect would be more interesting to the mechanic than to manage that. And you could see that the whole focus, the whole atmosphere of doing a service that is serving, like, say, puncture service, you don't see them. I mean, they fix the workers' cycles and this and that, which seems natural and beautiful. But that whole atmosphere would be ruined if you asked actually a service to be self-supporting. The whole atmosphere is not correct. You can't do that. And also, I don't think it's even ethical to be using merchant, all the equipment and all the infrastructure that was created with an Aurevil ideal to then, like, use it half for a commercial aspect to be able to. And this idea that because your service is not for profit but helps to run the service and therefore it's a service and not a business, it's all the wrong atmosphere. So I would wish that there would be some reform coming on. But I would like to bring up another question before we close. I have been looking into possibly putting up CCTV in Aurevil for security reasons because there have been increased security issues. And I'm not very keen on doing the whole exercise. I've been in contact with some people and trying to find out costs, etc. And now there's a whole job of looking at all the roads, mapping, getting an idea of what it has infrastructure, where it doesn't. Apparently, there are 35 entrances in Aurevil that may need to be monitored. There is a thought of, like, some cameras could be real, some cameras could be fake, some cameras need to be able to read in infrared when there is no electricity. So all of this would require some time, some investment, but ultimately, I think it would be cheaper than the security guard that we have now. So I think we should make that step, but I'm not very keen on putting a lot of effort into it if the community is not willing to take the project through and curious and happy to fund it, etc., etc. So that's kind of where I am, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of preliminary look on that, and then probably I will publish something in the news and notes and try and get some feedback from the people.
Eh bien.
So you're listening to Aurevil Radio. We are happy that you're listening, and we always appreciate any contributions and donations. Please go to our website, aurevilradio.org. We also have a Facebook page. You can also sign up on Twitter and make a contribution. Come and join us. Give us a helping hand in any way that you can and you wish to.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.